The 3-0 Vikings take the field before a fired-up sellout crowd here at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The Vikings have been terrorizing opposing quarterbacks this season thanks to the mastermind Mike Zimmer, who's restored the Viking tradition of ferocious defense.
Purple Nation, I need you to stand to your feet. Oh, yeah, it can be done. Oh, yeah, it's going to be done. Only if you believe. Do you believe?
Boom! Monday Night Football in Minneapolis is in the air.
I think this is the best trio of wide receivers in the NFL, and it all centers around number 13, Odell Beckham.
This match has been circled on both of their calendars for a long time. Emotions at an all-time high.
Jawing at each other, getting after it. Beckham's the one that ran up to Xavier Rhodes and got right in his face.
Eli's throw high and incomplete. Odell Beckham Jr. couldn't hang on. Xavier Rhodes right there again.
Some of the combinations that they've run, Xavier Rhodes back on the field, safety protection over the top. It's been a pretty good combination of slowing down Odell Beckham Jr.
Play clock at two. Vikings blitz. Manning got it off. The rare deep throw, and maybe that's why they don't do it.
It's intercepted at the 25 downfield. It's picked up by Rhodes. He made an over-the-shoulder interception. 33-yard return by Xavier Rhodes. And the Vikings get the ball back in giant territory.
That's how you make the play, boys.
I was almost out of set.
Yeah. I don't think Eli Manning likes seeing the Minnesota Vikings.
At the 40-yard line downfield is Dwayne Harris. Here's the left-footed bunt by the Viking punter. It's a spiral. It's along the near side numbers. He makes the catch. He bobbles the ball. He bobbled it at the 40. It was loose and bouncing in front. The Vikings have recovered. Looks like Marcus Sherrills jumped on the ball for Minnesota.
Well, it was Cordero Patterson, Paul, that got down there, caused him to fumble it. And then who fell on it? Marcus Sherrills, Johnny on the spot. You want to know what it means to have two gunners that can fly?
Yeah.
We just saw a perfect example of that.
This is beautiful to see with CP right now. This is the energy level that he's played with.
Bradford sways it out. Cordero Patterson breaks a tackle.
A catch and run of 20 for Cordero Patterson. Man, can he fly.
There's a place for this young man. He's outstanding after the catch. Get this man the football.
Asiata, bigger back, dots the eye.
Zach Rhine, the fullback. Asiata, touchdown, Minnesota. Wow, they came storming off the left side.
So the Giants muff a punt. They take it in, and a quick 6-0 lead for the Vikings at home. The undefeated Vikings leading early in the game, 6:28 to go over the Giants.
Caught. Adam Thielen gets the first down.
I like this guy, Sean. He's my grinder.
And the toss left to Jarek McKinnon's nice. It goes to the 30, 35, 40. It is a run of 25 yards, longest run of the season.
He gets the snap. He drops back 5. He throws an arching spiral down the near side. He's got Johnson over the shoulder catch. His gloved hands above his helmet brings it down. 30-yard pickup, 45 of New York. The Vikings on the move.
Bradford steps into a throw. Caught. Touchdown, Kyle Rudolph. Sam Bradford looks like he's been here for a long time.
Underneath the crossbar, he caught it and pinned it against his shoulder pad. Falls down. Vikings go up 13-0.
Wide open, Kyle Rudolph.
If there's one guy you want to cover on 3rd and 5 in the fourth quarter, it's Kyle Rudolph.
Well done, Matt Asiata. Needed 4, got 5. Chains move, crowd loving it.
Bradford winds up long, final pass down the far side. Leaping to a pitch, catch it at the 50. Beautiful throw by Bradford. In stride, the 2-handed glove catch by Johnson. 40-yard pickup. First and goal to go, Vikings.
And the Vikings are looking for the knockout punch.
Money. First and goal from the 4. Hand off McKinnon. Runs from the middle of the
this is what I've wanted to see, the fourth quarter pass rush of the Minnesota Vikings. Championship teams, they close the door shut. Minnesota, this is what they do best.
You really start to see that clock go off in Eli Manning's head. Worried about the front four of the Minnesota Vikings. Now it puts you in a long yardage situation, exactly where you've been all night and where you don't want to be in this building that gets this defense.
I'll bet this Viking crowd is up to the task.
It's fourth and five for the Giants. The clock is ticking at 6:39.
I almost think this could be the game right here, Kevin. You got to get a first down here.
Big fourth down for the Giants. Eli takes the snap. Here's a blitz. Passes over the middle, incomplete. The ball was deflected by Anthony Barr. And Zimmer's defense has turned over the red, white, and blue.
Three straight weeks they've taken down what I consider the best quarterbacks in football. And you have to tip your hat to them.
This Viking team is definitely fired up. They're definitely together, and they're playing as a team, not as a group of individuals.
And the Minnesota Vikings have gone to 4-0.